Can we leave this particular issue?
Yep.
Yes,
thank you.
Can.
So now we are up to... Now we are up to two quite difficult papers. Mm. And basically... Oh, for God's sake, Marion. Basically, people, the papers go... The one is on ORC submission on Resource Management Act review, closely followed by ORC submission on the Urban Development Bill. Okay. The question that's asked on both occasions is, do you want to have the staff of ORC make a submission, or do you want this submission that they've written to be signed up by the council and staff? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Sarah?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So can we please go to the ORC submission on the Resource Management Act review? I am going to presume, people, that people have read this paper,
mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're looking for is that we're looking to either, we're receiving the report, they're either going to lodge, just what I said, lodge a staff submission,
yeah.
Or do a one from the Otago Regional Council. Okay? Can you, anyone want to ask any clarifying questions on the submission? Sorry, Brian.
My only question was, historically there have been issues in terms of weighing economic benefit with environmental benefit, and I think one of the things that's come out of the current government, you know, is the NPS for water having a hierarchy. Have we covered that in terms of RMA feedback and so forth adequately in terms of your submission? Because it has been a stumbling block.
So can I just make sure everyone knows this is Warren from the policy team, who is our lead on author on almost all submissions. So just wanted to yep. a lot of activity happening at the moment. That's for sure.
There's quite a generous description. I sort of help bring them together. There's a lot of authors that go into putting these together.
So sorry, Brian. Does it adequately...
Historically, there's been an issue in terms of weighing, you know, the economic benefit on a proposal versus the environmental or the effect. And so is that sufficiently covered in terms of your submission or in the RMA proposed changes so that it's quite clear? Like, we've learnt through the NPS of water that the hierarchy is the ecology of the river is number one, the community number two, and then the economic number three. Does that translate through on the RMA changes?
As I understand that the RMA, that's the NPS for fresh water.
That's correct.
Yeah, which is a policy statement. This is an issues paper on the RMA, the Act itself.
I understand it. It's got planning hierarchy as one of your titles.
It is a little bit difficult, and obviously we've just had an economist come on board our team quite late in the piece when we were putting this together. Also, that what we're waiting to see is what the actual changes will look like. At the moment, this is the think tank on, but we haven't actually got the substantive, which I think might be more where you'll be wanting to see. Well, what's it going to look like, and how is it?
Well, I thought, aren't we making a submission in terms of potential changes? Is that correct?
Well, it's issues and options on a whole reform.
Yeah.
The actual changes we haven't...
And I'm saying, let's get some clarity, better clarity between this weighting between economic and environmental effect. That's all I'm saying.
So we could put that through as a strong message.
Well, if you thought it was... If you agreed with me, but it does seem to me it's been a grey area for the last X number of years.
I think it's just we can add that into the submission. We can just make note that it would be useful to get some clarity.
Better clarity.
Some further clarity on economics versus environment.
And the hierarchy.
And, yeah, sure.
Thank
it's
you.
It's me and then it's Michael. Can I just go to page 54? Or did you want to put your hand up because I didn't see you, did you? Sorry. On page 54, you've got public engagement. Engagement is often not timely enough, or the process doesn't correctly identify who should be identified, as well as how and when and why. Lack of public engagement, is often a causation of the first two issues of time and expense. And I just wanted to add there, as well as a lack of understanding of the RMA, that is not owned and understood. It's only understood by people applying for consents, not by the people who may be affected by the consent being granted. And it's often worried me. And even in our lists when we go down about, even in the papers we present up to us at council, you list who you want to consult. And I say, hang on. And I'm not talking about the forests and birds. I'm talking about sort of the Port Chalmers Community Council. Do you see what I mean? That there is a wider thing. If a plan takes any longer, you give an ORC example straight after that in paragraph 12. Encompassing all three systemic issues as his experience in plan making, and its first generation plans took from 1991 to 2004. I don't want to think about that, to become all fully operative. By putting it in there, it's like going to confession. Does that open us up to criticism?
I think it's just being honest.
And it's not out of step with what other councils have experienced.
Okay, all right. So is Michael and then Gary.
I'm very concerned by this paper. I like the idea of staff being sufficiently bold enough to make submissions on behalf of the ORC on what I call technical or mechanical matters. So how does something work? And the experience that staff would have and how that works on the ground, and providing that information to those making this legislation so they're made aware of it, because often they aren't. The law of unintended consequences sure as hell works in central government. But I'm I get nervous when staff stray into policy areas, particularly policy areas that we haven't discussed. And so there are some issues here, if I could take you particularly to the issue on allocation, paragraph 74 to 82. You'll know what I mean. In those areas, there are some policy decisions there or discussions that we haven't had. And I want us to have them before we make submissions on behalf of them. There's also a bit missing, for example, for me, which I think I highlighted last week and have been banging on about for some time, and that is section 128 of the Resource Management Act and the ability to amend consents already given should national plans change, and making that much easier. We haven't addressed that, and yet it's an issue that everybody knows needs to be addressed. So I'm happy if the submission goes through sharing it of policy stuff, and then I think we need to have that discussion. We'll have another bite at this when the legislation, in actual fact, comes before the House. Is that right, Gwyneth?
Yeah, so this is just an issues paper.
That's right.
So this is trying to, there will be further consultation.
So when the issue comes before the House, we will have another and a real bite at that, and we'll be able to appear, and Marion, I hope you do go, because I think we need to elevate our profile in that area. But I think just at the moment we should carry on the mechanics. Let's identify the mechanical issues that are a problem.
Why don't you raise that issue included in the submission, the issue in terms of what you've just outlined?
Well, the problem is we've rightly been criticised, and Marion's had a go at me and others today, and she's right. You're making policy on the fly. Yeah, I'm doing that right again here now, you see.
You know it's an issue. You're just raising it as an issue.
I am, but what I'm trying to say to you is that I'd like us to have a workshop on the issues that we see policy-wise as our serious problems with the RMA and ways in which we think it might be addressed.
It'll never happen.
Well, you see, the problem... Well, why wouldn't it happen?
Because nothing's more... You two are doing a thing that I don't like.
Sorry. Nothing is more important to the Otago Regional Council than the Resource Management Act. Everything that we do comes back to that central piece of legislation, and every national policy standard that comes from Wellington that we have to enact prior. So for us to get it right, particularly the amendment, we've got the opportunity, is something that's important. I'm flagging that now with you.
Gary?
Yeah, agree with Council Laws, and I do think it has raised some weighty issues that we need to workshop and discuss prior to even, I think, this submission going in. I do take real umbrage to the allocation issues, but also mainly the 35-year term and the suggestion that Otago would further support a 25-year term. And I'm not only talking about rural water, I'm looking at climate change and urban infrastructure that is likely to have to be invested in the short to medium term. Those councils, I believe, would be looking for longer than 25 years to assist their ratepayers in funding that infrastructure. And we've seen QLDC already applying for a 35-year consent. So I definitely take exception to having, I think it's from 80 through to 84, on 35 reducing to 25. It should remain 35 in my view.
Okay, Hilary.
Probably too late in the day or something. I don't understand the number two, approves the chief executive. It says A, lodge a staff submission, or B, approve this one under delegation from the Otago Regional Council. Does that mean that in one case, staff would be saying this is our submission, and in the other case, we would be saying this is...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is an alternative. Either the staff can go off on their own and make whatever submission, or we can.
It's us.
Yeah. So in that case, I neither want staff, our staff, under the name of our staff, although they can individually do what they want, making a submission about policy issues, nor do I want us to without having engaged with them at all.
So what I'm hearing is that we would like an opportunity to discuss the policy topics, that some of which may or may not have been raised in this submission as it stands. But we're happy to make a submission, and I'm unclear as to whether you want it to be a council submission or a staff submission, on technical matters with the RMA. Now, we can make that happen. I'm just cognizant of timing. So this submission... for the issues paper alone, is it the 3rd or 4th? 3rd of February. 3rd of February, right? So, so we can definitely have a workshop from a policy perspective, and we'll just need to work out how we then feed that information into the review process under the RMA ongoing.
Can I ask some people who have been on this council a while, can we really restrict council staff from making a submission, which is what
Don't
Hilary just said.
No,
so shouldn't. As individuals,
don't agree that we should.
You lodge, in other words, approves the chief executive lodging a staff submission, and you're saying no, they can't do that. No, we don't want to do it either.
I'd be happy to have a submission from either or that involves the technical things. I'm happy to leave the other ones off in the meantime. Just leave it out until we've sorted the policy, and that'll come up later anyway. If we cannot control the staff making a submission under our chief executive's name, then there's no point at coming to us. We can't stop it, we can't make it. You can do what you want if you can do what you want. If it isn't the situation that our staff can do what they want, then I'm not keen.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm quite comfortable with this process, and I'm happy to move the recommendations. As it says, it's a staff submission on issues and options, and as others have talked about, we have an opportunity to have feedback as well, and for the council to form that up, and that's the correct process.
Is this process. A or B or supporter?
All of them.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
One, two,
sorry.
Two,
I. I approve that, now where am I? Approve the draft submission subject to changes made to be lodged, yeah, which is
from the ORC.
Yeah.
From the ORC, yeah.
Mm.
Okay, is there a seconder for that?
Yep.
Yep.
Alexa? Okay. Are there any other versions on that? Yes?
Sorry, it's a question because obviously it enables changes, apparently.
Yep.
The question that I asked this morning about paragraph 81, and it was actually about the landfill for Dunedin City, which if you want to get, as apparently No, it was about how resources generally, sorry. This is not allocation, my understanding. The first question is this limited to water or is it about all resources, issue 10? Issue 10 is all about all resources, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
issue 10 is allocation.
Allocation of all resources. It's not doesn't limit it to water in the document.
In the issues paper?
In the issues paper.
No, it doesn't.
Well, no, I don't think it
not
does.
And the next question is, and I think I heard about it this morning, that if you want to have the best investment in some infrastructure, you may want to give to get the best outcome. You may want to provide for, I think the figure that was given this morning was 30 years. And I'm just wondering how we consider that in relation to this submission, which I think is 25. I'm not quite sure why we're putting a date on it, because I think different resources have different lengths.
We can remove the 25 years and talk to long term if that's the issue. Yeah. I think, and just to clarify, yes, the option 10 talks to all resources, not water.
Yeah. And I appreciate some people around this room may have different views on different resources, but either we have to do that separately and give those different ones or be more general.
Okay, we have a motion on the table.
And I move an amendment to that motion.
I'd like to speak to it too, please.
Can I have a second to move, speak first, and then
move, speak first. Oh, okay. I just wanted to say that I'm no expert in RMA, and everybody else around the table may be. The people who are expert in RMA, the people who are having to deal with this, have given us what their problems are in this paper. That is why I'm seconding it exactly as it is, because you know this stuff. You know what your problems are. I learnt so much from reading this paper. I had no idea some of these things in here. I'm delighted to learn them. Thank you. You're the experts.
Michael, you wanted to have a motion or an amendment?
The staff submission centre upon technical and mechanical issues identified with the operation of the Resource Management Act, and that governance provide any policy submission related to the Act.
Yes, you can speak to that.
I'll second that if we need to.
Thank you.
So I guess what I wanted to say is that I think it's about the lens that you look at it. So you're talking about technical and mechanical, but actually to us, some of the issues that you've raised as being policy issues are actually also technical and mechanical. So I don't think it's a case of being able to split it. And when we write you this kind of policy advice, we're not putting a political overlay into that. What we're talking about is quite simply the issues that we see as practitioners and in delivering the direction that you ask us for when you set the direction of policy for the council. So I don't think it's as clear cut as saying, you know, you can separate technical and mechanical from policy, because I think actually a lot of the time they're one and the same. So this isn't done with a political lens. It's done with the technical lens. The politics is yours, not ours as public servants.
I've got a small problem. Oh, sorry, Kevin, just before we do this procedural thing. So that if we go ahead and vote this one that you've moved down, can we go back and vote that the staff submit? You know, the second one, the one you're voting now, is for one signed off by the council and staff. Can we go back and still have a submission gone off, sent off by staff?
That's a staff submission.
Yeah.
It's A on page 15.
No, she asked for B.
Sorry, I'm just going back.
What did you want, Greg?
Wording. Approve the subject to... Sorry, Lodge. Approve the... Well, yeah, they're kind of the same, aren't they? Approve the attached draft submission subject to changes made today.
One is completely different. One is the ORC Council, the politicians, agree with this. Yeah. The other one is that the staff, who are the people who practice it, are demoving it. So A, I think it is a staff submission on a proposed bill, or B...
Yes, it's all.
Okay, yeah. There is a difference. Yeah, I see. Yeah.
So what I want to know, people, would you be happy if we voted on your motion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then when it was completed, and if we lost it, could we go back to look at the staff submission?
Yes.
Would people be happy with that?
I would be happy. Yeah.
So it's fine. So when do we vote on the subject of changes? Because that's what.
We haven't had got too many.
Can I ask a question, Mary?
Yeah, we've got one.
Actually, it's of Gwyneth and Sarah. Can the governance team still put in a submission on this matter?
You can, just by the 3rd of February.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we can?
Yes.
Great.
So, assuming, obviously, that you've chosen to go down the path of a staff submission. So you're putting in two submissions. Mm. Is that what you're...
Yeah. One comes from staff, so, and that should rightly concentrate upon technical and mechanical operations of the Act. And then the governance team can say, these are the policy issues that we think should be addressed in the review.
But we've just... Sorry, through the chair. We have just listened to Sarah telling us how interconnected that they are.
Yes, they are interconnected.
We now have... If we decide to do that, who puts that submission together and at what point do we get to discuss it?
I'll answer that. Section 128 is really the really good example that I'd give. It should be easy, and I think it's come out of our discussions in the last wee while, for us at some stage to say if we're going to give a consent forever long, 35 years, 25 years, 10, that there's a new piece of legislation coming on or we've got a new plan and that we can automatically amend those consents under the Resource Management Act, as was originally intended in 1991 when that Act was passed, without there being draconian expenses and a whole palaver around it. And we need to clarify that the Regional Council has that power and has the ability to do so. Now, our submission at the moment says Section 128 is a real problem. This is the staff submission. It says that it's to do it this way is really timely and costly, and it's not really very effective. And those are the sorts of issues that I would be wanting to raise at a Resource Management Act, us having found it's a problem when the rubber hits the road. If we're talking about climate change, there's no reason why we can't have our cake and eat it too. We can say to people, here's your resource consent, maybe 20, 25 years, but if we discover that in actual fact the climate's changing so quickly and the circumstances change, we give ourselves the ability to call that consent in and change it by a plan change, without there being a fuss, without it needing to be marshalled through the courts or anything like that.
White people, I do not want a discussion on 128, 129 to take over again.
No, but...
So I don't understand what you're saying.
Yep.
I'm about to foreshadow a motion from this chair. And the foreshadow of the motion means that after we've decided 1 and 2B, if 2B is lost, I am going to move 2A, and it's as it written here. In other words, I don't want to restrain staff on making a submission based on lots of years of experience. So I foreshadowed it. Would somebody like to second that?
I will second that foreshadowing.
Thank you, Hilary. Then, Kevin.
What?
Followed by Brian.
I would far rather see, and agreeing with Councillor Forbes, that this submission carry on as it is, and so it does represent
staff
and... OIC, because I think that's the way we should be going forward and back the staff. So that's. But my only issue is in agreement with Councillor Laws that the whole RMA hiccup is based, and that's where I'm saying 82 is wrong, is based around 128. And that's the only, of this whole paper, I can argue through the allocation thing, but of the whole paper, it's the term, and we've just heard on infrastructure, like new sewage systems, you want 30 years to pay for it, 35 years to pay for it. It's the 128 is actually the problem. It's not actually the length of the consent. We could remove that. The solution would be, because we're asking for changes anyway, aren't we? I would go for the motion then. I would move a change that we ask for something around amend the powers of Section 128 to ensure that that the current mechanism is no longer protracted and cost burdened on councils.
Got a seconder for that amendment?
Up there.
Hilary, Brian, you were down for speaking.
Look, just very quickly, we've gone through a reasonable process, and I thank staff. For goodness sake, I thank staff. They've done all this work, and they've come with a report, and they have humbly come to councillors and said, what do you think? Put your bits and pieces in there. As is good practice, this needs to go on behalf of the council. And will it be perfect? No, it's not. Council Laws has pointed out that there's other steps in the future, and there will always be holes as we learn things. But on this particular day, we humbly thank staff for giving us the opportunity to give our feedback. And actually, in reply to Alexa, there's actually a number of us around this table that actually are qualified in terms of the RMA as well as staff. But we humbly thank you, and let's get on with it.
Okay, can I put the amendment that was moved by Kevin and seconded by Hilary first?
Would you mind repeating the I'm agreeing with the motion. I'm
no, you have an amendment on section 82 or whatever.
Yeah, but that's all that's doing is you're allowing me to make that change to this
just
policy, isn't it?
It's modifying this submission.
You just worded it as a motion, though, as a amendment.
I'm just going to pass that afterwards.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah, I'm happy to go. Yeah, I'm happy to go.
Okay, can we start? So the change will probably be made or something done?
And
consider it.
It's an issue to
It's an issue
raise.
To consider.
That's
good.
Okay, so we come back then to the substantive motion, was that the council receives its report, and as I've seen it, as moved by you, approves the chief executive before the 3rd of February to approve the attached draft submission, subject to changes made today, to be lodged under delegation from the ORC.
Mm-hmm.
All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against?
No.
Can I have an indication by hands? All those in favour, please say aye. That's a majority. And against? That's passed. There's no need for the shadowed motion. All right.
Well, that includes that amendment.
Yes.
Can we now
consideration
move,
of.
Can we now move to the next one, which is the ORC submission on the Urban Development Bill. And at this stage, I turn into a monster. Can I warn you?
What were you before?
Again, sorry, I just want to introduce Kyle. He's the new, so be gentle on him, urban planner for the council that commenced in December.
Can I have a couple of pre-words? I endorse Councillor Scott's comments. We have keeping an eye on what the government's doing. They're doing a lot of work at the moment. Both of these came out before Christmas. We've been working on them over Christmas and trying to articulate issues as we see them and looking for your feedback, whether we've got them all right or not. I'm happy to take comments on how they've done. I'd also just like to foreshadow that there's a few more things coming as well. There's an infrastructure financing and funding bill. There's some announcement this afternoon about the government throwing some money into things directly. We've got the Three Waters regulator bill coming up as well. And the National Policy Statement on Urban Development and Highly Productive Land should be coming out fairly shortly as well. So we'll be coming back with similar things. So if the process isn't working, quite keen to make it work. So
the process is working. It's just think that we're getting a lot, as are you. Can I start off with opening up questions? It's page 77 of 96, it's the compulsory acquisition powers. Should not be used for bloody hell, SDP, I forgot what it meant. SDP,
special
project purposes in advance of public project announcements. Very strongly sentenced, the next sentence. This effectively amounts to insider trading, using prior knowledge and the compulsive powers of the state to deprive current owners of windfall gains they would otherwise have made. Now, I wrote down the site here, and bear with me, this was at 10:30 last night, in between Kate's messages, but does not that inflate the price gained by the seller?
Yes, so the issue that's being raised there is that normally when the Public Works Act is invoked, there's a project. So people are aware of it. Why are you taking my land? We're going to put this road through, or we're going to do this thing. This bill allows Kāinga Ora to take that land without revealing the purpose, and it specifically identified that that is being done in order to minimise Kāinga Ora's expenditure.
So I had a piece of scrub, okay, and suddenly it was going to be converted either into something, a power station, you know, a transformer thing or whatever, you know, substation thing. And my piece of scrub wasn't worth all that much, but when I announce that I'm about, that I want it, whenever you announce that you want something, the price goes up.
It does.
You see, one or other, there's going to be a winner or a loser in here. And you are making the winner the original owner of the land that was originally valued at $10, and now it's valued at $10 million.
Mm. Yes, so that's the current situation under the Public Works Act.
They get the $10.
Yeah, well, it would be valued, usually the seller would have a valuer. The state would have a valuer, and they take the average. And obviously, the seller's value is going to be a bit higher. The state's is going to be
a
bit lower.
And do you think that this is not that?
No, so specifically for urban development projects, that process is essentially the project doesn't have to be revealed. So there's no ability to say, well, if this project went ahead, my land would be worth a lot, so I want a piece of that. And so for any other public work, wouldn't exist.
They can't even go to the midway point between the two. Okay.
Can I just ask a question?
From a general, how it usually happens on the market point of view, this comment I think is totally reasonable. If usually the process would be, like, if somebody's got a piece of land and people start saying we'll build a hospital in downtown Dunedin or something, everybody knows what the position is, and potentially somebody can hold the government to ransom, but at the end of the day, the government can say, I'm going to take that piece of land. Mm-hmm. And then they go through a process of how much is it worth, and it's not worth the inflated idea that somebody might imagine just because the government wants to demand it. The government can demand it. In this case, this is the opposite of our usual duties to be transparent and accountable. They're specifically wanting to do something without anyone knowing that there's a hospital going to be built here. So this goes against the normal, extraordinarily heavy-handed abilities of...
I've accepted the argument. Yeah. Alexa, you had something and then Brian.
I just wanted to know, in your opinion, if this is basically special housing areas on steroids.
Yes, it is.
You've been listening
That's
to
what
me
I
talking
too.
At my desk.
That's what
yes,
thought,
it is.
Okay.
Actually, it's much less democratic than that.
Okay, there's only one thing that's been worrying me for ages. I'm sorry, Brian, I'll come to you. Is you know how everyone talks about what has to happen to housing in South Dunedin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And all I can think of is unscrupulous people now buying up as fast as they can, knowing that they're going to make a killing, even though the housing isn't worth much, because it's going to receive compensation from government.
Yeah. So I don't think that's what can happen even under the normal public works process. The value has to be as if there was no project. Obviously, it's going to be, people are going to hold out for more because of the project and they think it's going to be worth more. But the Public Works Act basically says no one should be better or worse off. What the process that is being proposed here is that the project itself, or the purpose that you're taking someone's property for, is not going to be revealed.
I see what you're saying.
Yep.
Brian?
Yeah, I would just like staff to consider, in terms of this submission, the point that special housing areas, that in terms of any urban development bill, that there's some type of expectation to adopt best practice design. And so an identification of what that design is. I'm concerned about what's happening on the ground, for example, in Central. I don't necessarily want to debate it. I just give that to you to consider as an issue.
So how the Kāinga Ora's process is effectively going to work is that they will identify something that they think would benefit from their involvement, and that may be small, that they put up some money, or they come in and they take over, they reconfigure the land, they create a new plan for that area, they reconfigure everything. So the process that they will go through could be that they come in, they own everything, they develop everything themselves and sell off the houses, or they may set up the land for a third party to undertake. But their powers also include the ability to impose design standards or not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's an issue. There needs to be a high standard of design. Otherwise, we're setting up ghettos.
Okay. Can I ask one last question? It's under approval of ministerial-directed SDPs.
Yeah.
You've got here, it's a good practice, the policy and implementation arms of governments are separated. I'm having difficulties with this, real difficulties. So I believe in the policy of early childhood education. Okay? And I want it. I want to allow certain kinds to come in. So I don't actually set them up, the different ones, but I write the laws that allow that to be implemented. Any case that I take as a minister has to go to Cabinet, and any regulations have to go through the Governor-General. That's what we do every year after Cabinet. And so I felt in here that you were seeing kind of, I found it quite extraordinary because that's what I've done all my life. Mm. I had a policy idea, and then working with the ministry converted that into an implementation. Is there a wording change on there that could somehow make a difference?
Can I help with that? I wonder if what we're actually trying to say is the, it's an issue that I spotted when I was looking through this myself, is that what's being set up as poacher gamekeeper. So on the one hand, you've got an agency that can say, right, okay, we're going to have a special housing area, we're going to do the development, and guess what? From a TA perspective, we do all of the consenting and the compliance and all of those pieces, which is the thing that's kind of weird, because normally you'd have some independence between, you know, and you do have those issues to a degree inside councils. So if our flood guys need consents for flood works, you know, we process them, but you try to have different arms. And so I'm wondering if it's a poacher gamekeeper thing. And just while I mention it, the other thing that I understand, and Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong, is that regional council consenting processes are exempt from this. So we could end up in a situation where we are making decisions on regional council-related consenting processes that might not necessarily support what Kāinga Ora are trying to do. So there's a bit of tension in that, I think.
Yeah, so two issues. One is around ministerial-directed SDPs. So that's basically the minister can say to Kāinga Ora, someone's told me about this project, I really like it, I want you to have a look at it. Kāinga Ora goes and does their thing, comes back to the minister and says, it's a good idea. That process, and I think after putting this together, I was thinking, my personal view is, and this is putting it to you guys to discuss, was that there needs to be a better process about who and how those projects are put forward, because there will be many, many projects within this region that community groups, councils or developers think could benefit from Kāinga Ora's powers, interests and ability to fast track. So I would even suggest that be toned down a little bit to be clear about how those projects are determined and how they are slightly separated from the same person who suggests them also ultimately gets to approve them. And I accept that there is a process around that, but the perception or that without that criteria, there is both the perception and the potential for that to be a public confidence in that to be undermined.
I know in a sense you're looking at the Shane Jones version of it.
Yes, sounded like Shane Jones.
Exactly.
And I can see that, which is a system that I really do not approve of, and I know there's real ructions going on about that whole process. But on the other side, there is me listening to somebody saying, I want this done on Fiordland. Can you do, you know, this is when we set up the Fiordland Guardians. So I listened to the person. I took up the idea to my ministry, got them to write a paper, took it through cabinet, you know, and then it was, then we had to implement it. So I can see that there, I don't think it's always the Shane Jones versions of things.
But
I, you can't put those kinds of words in here.
That's not a competing thing is what happens. This, these housing things are a seriously make yourself rich, potentially competing situation.
Well,
so Fiordland isn't, Fiordland's not competing with the Bay of Islands, as it were, for...
I don't want to hog it anymore. Does anyone want to move that this paper, which
yep.
receives the report and approves the chief executive, anyone want to move it, sorry?
Which one? There's two versions.
To A, lodge it, or approve the attached draft. Same thing.
I'm very impressed with the attached draft. I think Kyle's done, if it was all Kyle's work, he's done a superb job.
Well,
so I'm very happy to move it.
You're moving 1, 2B?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I've got to go back to the motion to see what
2B is it's coming from us.
We
approve
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Is there a seconder for that?
Kevin?
Are there people who want to speak to it or ask questions?
I really want to speak to it because. Is it Kevin you've done this, is it?
Kyle.
Sorry. Yeah, you've done a good job. I suspect you think much more deeply about this than you have put on paper, because the truth is, Marianne, this is an appalling piece of legislation, and we should be actually saying that we oppose the bill. This is, but the really worst part of this is one of 9 bills, reviews, or consultation documents dumped on us before Christmas by this government, that we are meant to have a response to by January the 27th or in April. And now, again, have we had chance to discuss this today? Nope. You've done the job for us. Nothing, no problem with that at all. But yet again, we don't have the opportunity really to sit down and say, what does this actually mean? What are the implications for us? And I'm not going to have a go at anybody here but Marion, except the central government, and it's about bloody time we said something to them. They're not sincere about this consultation. They've got no intention of making it work. The only change that I'd like to make is that we oppose the bill, so that we write at the preamble to this that the Otago Regional Council opposed the bill, and these are the reasons why. I suspect you do, but you're a good man, and you've decided to be moderate. But the truth is, this is no consultation. It strips private rights away from individuals. It exempts central government, in particular Kangaroa, from the kind of provisions that we expect everybody else in Otago to be applied to them. And it makes somebody in Wellington make a decision for what's happening in Otago, perhaps in a potentially small area like Harware or Cromwell or somewhere like that, and say, I know best from a desk in Wellington and from a minister's office and a ministerial office. So with the possible thing, Marion, of I'd just like to say, add one word at the start. The Otago Regional Council opposes the Urban Development Bill, I'm happy to support this motion. But I don't think we can accept that this bill is a realistic or even fair approximation of
I'd
what Otago wants.
I'd move that as an amendment, please.
Could I move that as amendment?
Is there a seconder for that amendment?
Yes.
Is there any need for discussion of that amendment?
Matt, just a suggestion. I noticed in the... first sentence of the covering letter to the committee secretariat, it does say ORC welcomes the chance to comment on the UDB and is in general support of the intent of the bill.
So exactly.
All we're going to do is actually change that.
Yes,
sentence.
That's right. That's correct.
And
that's
it's not in support. Yeah.
God, I happen to agree with Michael. This has got the smell of Bill Birchall over it. I just don't like it at all.
Yeah. If I can say that I have had discussions with some of the other territorial authorities in the district, and some of them are quite keen to work with Kaingaora on some specific things that they can see some of these powers helping them address. So if you wanted to oppose the submission was to oppose, that's your decision, and I'm happy to deal with that. I'm just wondering how exactly we would, I guess, craft up a replacement submission in order to reflect that.
All you've got to say is at the start.
Okay. Very good.
Submission's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I put the...
Is Councillor Laws saying that they've got a closed mind? Is that what he's saying?
Please don't play games at this stage of the night. Please, can we put the amendment which was to change this from general support of the intent of the bill to opposition of the bill?
Yep.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 And against?
Against.
No. And I'd like that recorded, please. Can we now go to the full motion? And that comes from our other light. Very strongly. Can we go to the full motion, which is that we accept the submission as going up from the full council? That one which is, who moved that? You did, Michael. And seconded by?
Hey, Kevin, I think.
Kevin?
Yeah.
All, any discussion?
No.
All those in favour, please say aye.
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 And against? No. And against. Thank you. There's a call for a toilet break, and then we've got two more submissions. We've got a few little things to do. Then we've got 6AA and the ferry. And I really want the ferry to be done today. Okay, so can we go out for 5 minutes? And back again?
They got 5:15.
How dare they have a closed mind?
They hadn't made a pre-election promise.
They had a little pamphlet.
They hadn't made a pre-election promise. Hey, mate. I like it.
Oh, it's good.
Nick, thank
you. Has it gone through? Oh, that's good. Yeah, I was coming. Sorry. They should push it through.
No, but thank you for answering so quickly.
Yeah, and it was there. It was for that. So the pay period finishes on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got to do it both ways.
Yeah, because usually you'll put the...
If I was to add... Here we go. This is exasperating too. I've got to go all the way to town council to get to councillors and committee.
Yeah, yeah. So I think they were looking at that.
Let's just say it's 28. On the home to council, return home to council.
Oh,
one way return should allow it to then say that
you're right.
Did the return?
I did it wrong.
Yeah.
Again.
So if you do it in the separate ways,
yes,
two
yes.
One ways. If you do it in one way, just get the return.
And that way, but I don't ever. I've always
been able to work. No. But the difference is that your threshold's different. If you do, you get it at the
end. No, that's for mileage, mate. Not for us.
Yeah. No, mileage is, we get the full power.
Correct, that's what I'm talking about. You have to do with the mileage, not to do with...
Oh, so it's travel time, not got the same thing.
No, travel time. No, travel has gone.
Yeah.
It's all right. I didn't see that. Absolutely. It's okay.
Yeah.
Marion?
All right. I'm loving this.
I think you are as well. Getting yours and Gary's, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Generally, Gary gets on by tonight. You'll send it on the weekend.
Yeah, but it's
a
same. No, I don't know.
So
much.
I like
your
editing. Rather than have to scan it, put it onto an email, and off you go. No, thank you very much. So, but tomorrow, it's just, you're just introducing
That's
too many things to be.
There's a lot to think about, isn't it?
Well, it's too much, and I'm eating it.
I think so. Maybe we should try and do something about that, because
we haven't actually too much, and it just comes from nowhere, and it doesn't feel like anybody's up.
No, and also we're making, as you say, we make decisions because we feel we have to. I mean, why can't
we get something, and if you don't sign this now, three people have already signed
it. Yeah, exactly. We just put something, leave it there, lie, and just go away and read it and think about it, you know? Because maybe it's the RNA. Oh, why?
You just grab what they can when they can, and it's just getting put to. We've got the communications.
That's right. Here we go.
And then we've got the.
Here we are. Over here, aren't we? Yeah. Like what the tipu and the theory. Yeah. It's the only thing I hate about not having the paper anymore. You've got to write it down yourself to know what the hell's.
Yeah, well, that's why I've got the paper.
Yeah, do you get the paper, or you just get the one out there?
No, I get the paper too. No, we have
We felt you were with us in your home, though.
Oh, you're the only one.
We managed to,
and you call in from
Well, wonder how your boy's first day is.
Yeah, I got a text saying that Angus had a very good day and he made a new friend.
Fabulous.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting news.
They're all still the same school, aren't they?
Yeah.
Wow.
They have a big shuffle up because they have about four or five classes with the same age in them.
So how many's in Angus's class?
30.
30. Oh my God. So there's
they have mixed years though. Yeah.
So Henry up there, it's a thing.
Amanda's great too.
Tim Cadogan's doing a really good job though. Tim Cadogan is the chair in the for him and he's really kind of.
Okay. Can we look at the agenda? It's agenda 11, and it's matters for noting. So the first one is documents signed under council seal. Would somebody like to move?
Yes.
Be noted. Move, Carmen. Seconded. Flick me tape, Michael. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? Carried. If you'd like to note the updated regional policy statement, communications and engagement plan.
Mm-hmm.
And can we put and the updated attachment as well on that? That can be noted.
Yep.
Who'd like to move that?
Me.
Alexa, seconded. Kevin. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against, carried. The report from the Communications Party, Working Party, 17th of January. Oh, whatever. Would somebody like to move that for noting?
Moved.
Michael Laws seconded. Alexa, comments?
Yes. I think that there are risks and diversions, and we need to move make some changes to that.
Okay.
Thing though, that's really about it, isn't it? That we need to make some changes to the actual plan.
Yep.
The communication strategy that we have has some deficiencies in it.
Yep.
Personally, I think it's generally pretty good, but it needs a bit of work.
Yep. So all those in favour of noting that, please say aye.
Aye.
And against, carries. On the report, recommendations adopted at committee meetings, and it's got all the resolutions adopted on the 22nd of January. Would somebody like to move that they be
so
noted?
Moved.
Michael seconded Carmen. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Carried. Okay, people. Now we move to the other thing on the agenda, and we move to council meeting publicly excluded bits. And there are two things. Just don't go out yet, dear journalist. There are two things, Plan Change 6AA and Lake Wakatipu Public Ferry Service business case.
Is that what you're talking about?
Have I got a feeling that people wanted Plan Change 6AA in public? Did I hear
yes.
that being talked about?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you
Please.
Want the public Wakatipu public ferry in public?
No, we can see the commercial problems
no.
here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So shall we move that we deal with? So what do I? How do I move this to move it so it's not excluded? So we're just going to consider Plan Change 6AA in public. So dear.
Do you want any discussion on that?
I will in a minute.
Okay.
And then I'm just doing the exclusion part, but we will be excluding for the public ferry, which we'll do next. After 6AA.
Mm.
Gotcha? Sorry, it's the words of the word next, it's a four-letter word. Okay, let's go therefore, people, into Plan Change 6AA. And who's leading this? Is this you, Gwyn?
But are we not talking about whether or not that should be in public?
Yeah.
Not everyone agreed.
I have a wee problem with that.
I'll second your.
Whoa, then. Sorry,
yep.
I'll just go back a second because I thought I heard you say, and I was only some people saying, obviously, that they want it in public and some don't.
It's not that I don't, I just want to understand a couple of consequences that I've seen in my own looking at it and that I've had confirmed in conversations with others.
Okay.
And I think that those consequences should be explained.
Would you like to explain those consequences?
But you want
to
ask us the question.
I don't know. I want to understand the consequences.
Yes.
I prefer things to be in public,
yes,
but I think there are a couple of consequences that we need to explore before we make that decision.
Do you want me to just
would you
just
mind
talk?
And
just talk? What do
you
want to do?
You are in
public
because you have this
discussion. We'll get the planner to actually.
You are in public because you have this discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not talking about the content of pay. We're talking
about.
No.
Firstly, the reasons why we're doing it is because it's a decision made by council that is subject or can be appealed to the courts. The underlying reason is an equity reason, really. We want to ensure that all the different parties that could appeal this plan change have the same amount of time to consider an appeal. So basically that's the reason why we would embargo it until the date on which we release the council's decision. There has been a precedent for this. We've done it in the past for other plan changes as well.
I'm getting some frowns though. So,
yep. Am I correct in believing that had
the previous council, or had this plan change been delegated full authority to make the decision, we wouldn't necessarily have to do this, but because it's only recommending a decision, that we have to do that.
No, so we're at the point where council's making a decision to notify.
Sometimes commissioners are delegated the authority to make the decision, but we've only delegated the authority to recommend to us, so the decision hasn't been made.
Sorry, I can help. The commissioner, the role of the commissioner was to make the decision on the plan change, which has been done.
Mm-hmm.
Your role today is to adopt that.
Adopt.
And council are the only people who can
adopt it.
That's right.
And notify.
And we don't...
Okay, Kate?
That much I understand.
Yep.
Kate, just hang on for a minute. Kate, are you happy with that?
I'm going to go back and reread it. So I read what's in... Because I didn't think that's what...
I have read that.
It's not what I thought the motion was. Sorry.
I'm happy to move the motion. I have read the report. I can't see anything controversial in there. And if the argument was, Tom, this is an equity issue, one party might know before the other, it might give them an extra day or two, that's simply addressed by emailing the report to all the parties.
Today?
Yeah,
well,
that's right. As soon as we pass.
There
are certain legal requirements in terms of notifying it. We've got to do a public notice in the newspapers, which requires a number of days. It's about 5 days, really, to get that organized. We have to make it available also at the TA and the regional council counters and in all the libraries and to all the submitters. So we could email it to the submitters. That's not a problem, but for some of the other aspects.
Can I just say another thing, Marion? It's this. When we go into public excluded, and the last council was a shocker at this, even though you might have the later intent of leasing it, we never did. So the problem was that as soon as you'd go into public excluded and you'd make the motion, suddenly it stayed in that exclusion zone forever. There isn't anything controversial in this at all. And there's the next bit. Two other things quickly. Sorry, Marion. It isn't in the Local Government Act that you can exclude it on the basis of equity, so that's not a reason for going into committee. So that's really important to understand. And currently the Ombudsman's doing an investigation into us on exactly that issue. So I think we do need to be squeaky clean in aligning ourselves with the Local Government Official Information Act, which gives very clear reasons why you can go in. Equity to parties for our appeal is not a reason.
It is not stated as such in the Local Government Act, I agree, but it's actually, Logoima actually does make a reference to situations where decisions can be appealed to the court.
Could you show me the reasons in the Act, that part? Because it doesn't say that you can go into public excluded on the basis of that.
Okay.
There's a list of reasons.
Can we go out to other speakers? Yes, Brian, then Alexa.
Yeah, look,
as it's not procedural.
No. From a practical perspective, the Council made a particular decision, you know, like 6 months ago. A Commissioner has agreed with that decision 100%. If anybody wanted to oppose that and take it to the court, whether one finds out 1 or 2 days later makes no difference.
Can I help? It does actually make a difference.
And then, Alexa, after you.
It does make a difference because an appeal period is a limited time.
Yeah.
20 days.
And so it's all about the time at which you release. And so you end up in the situation where someone might find out today, we don't do the official stuff until we do the public notice and everything else, that's 5 days later. Suddenly we're in this kind of limbo situation.
No, exactly. And what we as councillors need to weigh up is that disadvantage versus the advantages of having transparent governance.
Exactly.
And the transparent governance is significantly more. And as a council, we need to stop finding reasons to go into public excluded and actually find reasons to justify
just
being in public. Thank you.
People, this is 2 minutes past five. We haven't even got onto the substantive parts. So I'm now going to say to Alexa and then to Hilary and then to Sarah, please keep your comments. And I'm allowing no one to speak a second time.
Very quickly.
Alexa.
Very good.
There's another part of this. Vested interests who are watching will have their heads up of probably around 5 days, whereas people who haven't got a vested interest and aren't watching won't see it until we advertise. This may not be a problem with 6AA. But it's setting, which is because it's pretty simple and there's not a lot in it. But you're setting a precedent for something that may be very complicated and where those 5 days may be major. That is my concern. That's it.
Hilary.
We say we're excluding this on the grounds that the exclusion of the public from the whole or the relevant part of the proceedings is necessary to enable the local authority to deliberate in private on its decision. That is not what we're trying to do here. So that is what we said we were doing it for, and that is not what we would be doing it for if we kept it in public excluded. So we should keep faith with our reason there. Our reason, it turns out, doesn't stand. So let's not go into non-public.
Sarah?
All I was going to say is that each of these things need to be taken on their merit. While it might not be, you know, a huge issue for 6AA, there are other reasons why it is appropriate to time the release of decisions done well, aside from the appeal period. Another reason why is because there are impacts, for example, on publicly listed companies. And so they are required to let them know that a decision is coming so they can stop trading. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that happens as a consequence sometimes of these decisions that are worthwhile knowing.
That's not the reason in here.
No, I'm not saying it's necessarily for this situation, but I am saying that that is another possible component to some of the decisions we make around this table. But, you know, it's your decision to make.
I'd move that we do go into public excluded, and the reason I think is correct. My understanding is that we are considering recommendations of the Commissioner and making the decision, essentially, ourselves. So I think Kate is actually correct on that.
So you're moving in. Can I have a seconder, please? Is there a seconder for this? What's the top spot, Kate? Okay, so you're moving that we go into public exclusion for hearing 6AA, as well as the next one, which is the water taxi. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 And against?
Against.
Let's have a show of hands, please. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise a hand, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. You've got... No, aye. Kevin, what were you, dear?
He was... Yeah.
Oh. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And against? Oh, not again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You didn't vote in the first
one. I didn't vote in the first
either,
one.
Either, yeah.
Okay, so it's lost.
So it's lost. What's lost?
The motion. So can I move?
No.
What's
he voting? It goes into public excluded was lost.
Correct.
No,
it's 5-0.
Marion hasn't voted.
Well,
she hasn't.
I think I have to put the motion again and vote this time in the first part. All those that are in favour of it going into public exclusion, please raise their hands. So that makes it 6. And those against, 5 carries. It is publicly excluded.